Here's what a show of force looks like. This is what authorities feared a repeat of. This is what they got.
They're treasonous, lying traitors!
September 18th, not another January 6th. No storming of the Capitol here. No chance of even getting close.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, when you see all of this, how concerned are you?
Well, we're always concerned. But again, you know, we're prepared for today. So that's the important thing, that we've prepared, we've trained, we've done the things that we need to do to make sure that our Capitol is secure.
This rally, the first since the insurrection seared on this country's collective mind. Not a pro-Trump demo.
It's not about President Trump.
But plenty of his supporters.
If we had intended to capture this building, we would have been down here with rifles.
Here to demand fairness.
This is about justice and disparate treatment.
For what they call political prisoners, those accused or convicted of violence and insurrection.
Their right to habeas corpus has been violated. You have the right to a speedy trial in the United States. It's in our Constitution.
The security operation here is huge. You've got officers from multiple forces, the National Guard. Here by the Washington Monument, you've got a line of trucks parked up to stop anybody leaving a vehicle there or coming through in their own vehicle. When you walk around towards the Capitol, there are three levels of security, three layers. You've got two spaced apart levels of fences. Beyond that, you've got the high fences with razor wire. And then beyond that, inside the Capitol, the police looking out. After January 6th, they are not taking any chances today.
On the lawn, lots of differences, lots of passion.
We're not a danger to anybody.
They were described by some as domestic terrorists, but you would say they're not a danger.
They're not domestic terrorists. I was here on January the 6th. It was mostly a peaceful demonstration, but there were some people who violated the law, and they should be prosecuted.
Between 500 and 700 protesters were expected, police putting the eventual number of people here between 400 and 450.
I served 4 months in prison.
Including a man who knows what it's like to crash the Capitol. Doug Hughes landed a gyrocopter there in 2015, a major security breach which led to jail time, giving him a unique viewpoint here.
If there is reason to believe that a person is violent or may commit violence, okay, then the Department of Justice has not a right, but they have an obligation to keep them in custody until trial.
More than 600 people have been charged so far. Former President Trump, who was impeached, then acquitted for incitement, issuing this statement saying hearts and minds are with the people being persecuted so unfairly.
They're being held excessively.
And with midterms and a possible Trump rerun in 2024, this is unlikely to be the last protest here. Phil Lavelle, Al Jazeera, Washington.